And welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show, the champions, the local comic book shop, and terrible music. I am...
Come on now.
I'm Walter Duralia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your overlords.
Of terrible music everywhere.
Everywhere.
Demanding that people listen to awful, awful music.
Well, listen, I think I've heard that before, that kite before.
I think you have, yeah, you have, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have. Hey, no, we've all heard it.
If I may, gentlemen.
I hear it in my private hell.
That, by the way, Shecky Feldstein.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Our illustrious producer. Chime in,
Music selector extraordinaire. Come on, guys. It's Fan Expo weekend. It's all about holidays. It's Labor Day weekend.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Back it up.
Beep, 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 beep.
How's Fan Expo holiday?
It's Labor Day weekend.
The only thing laboring right now...
It's the last holiday of the summer. It's all about road trips.
It's
about road trips. It's the last hurrah.
All right, you know what?
I guess.
You know what? Yeah.
He is right there. Cons, a lot of guys and gals are piling into cars.
Yeah, it's true.
Doing Lord knows what on the highway.
It's all safe. It's all clean fun, I'm sure.
It is all clean fun. Anyway, we got a few. Shecky, I know you partook in a few of them.
In the road trips?
Oh, we got to do a show. Once we have to do a show on road trip stories going to cons.
The stories alone, I don't know. It'd be a half-day show.
Remember last year, the year before, we had those after-hours shows?
The segments? Yeah.
We'd have to pretty well save most of them for then.
Absolutely. And then each after-hour should be like one story.
Per thing. They're good times. And a lot of people are heading to Fan Expo in their cars. Or planes or trains.
Trains or automobiles or whatever. But you know what? You guys do bring up a good point. We really need to have one show where when we're on the road, like if we're going to the Calgary Expo or something like that, and then we're recording on the road.
On the road again?
As it all comes
again.
Up?
I just can't wait to get
on the
road again.
So then, I mean, like, you know, the favorite... You know, topic to revisit is I want to see another Lake Owen. You know,
the infamous Lake Owen.
Lake Owen. You know what? That is it's a. You can only see Lake Owen on the way to Pittsburgh.
Chicago.
It might have been Chicago. I think it was Chicago.
You probably created a Lake Owen around Pittsburgh.
I don't know what you're talking. I don't create these things. These are already structures that are
man-made
wonders lakes. Of the world. Yeah,
reservoirs. All right, Chris. Listen, let's get to the meat and potatoes of the show. This is the part of the show where Chris examines comics that are coming out today.
All right,
and Shecky has a sponsor for that.
You know I do, Walter. Sorry there, Chris.
No, sorry.
I know you're getting antsy because you like what
excited.
You have in your hands.
I get excited.
So new this week, brought to you by the Marvel Moving Squad. Got a lot of long boxes to haul? Well, call us. And remember, we charge double if they're DC.
You know, DCs are a little heavier, right?
I think they are. They got that fine, the glossy print.
No, you know what it is with moving, with con moving, with box moving. You know you're picking up books from the 60s and 70s when you pick up that box.
Yeah.
And you know you're picking up books from the 2000s
You're
picking up the
box.
Because that 2000s weighs like 700 pounds.
Yeah.
Whereas that pulp paper from the 60s and 70s.
It's so nice and light and airy. And it's good times.
Double up on those.
And you know you're picking up a box from the 60s and 70s when it completely accordions on you.
Yeah.
And that you're struggling not to let it fall through the bottom.
That is true, too.
Listen, all right, what do you got?
All right, well, listen, I've got – I actually don't have a Marvel book this week. I'm foregoing the Marvel. Yeah, you know what? We talk about Marvel a lot lately. So let's – I'm foregoing the Marvel. We're going to start off with DC, and here's a book that – You know what? It sounds amazing, but it for me, you know, I very rarely do I give a bad review to a book.
Yeah.
But you know what? G.I. Zombie. I mean, how awesome does that sound?
G.I.
Right? Zombie.
I would have panned you at the title.
Now, you know what? I love the concept of it, but man, there's just something that's missing for me for this book. I don't know if it's the art or the colors or I don't
Chris.
Know. Even the story isn't
Chris.
That. I'm not too keen on it.
I'm going to draw, what do you call those things you draw?
An analogy?
An analogy,
sure.
Thank you. I'm going to draw an analogy. You know how some things go together?
Sure, like
Sonny,
like,
Cher.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, except when he beat it. Except when he beat on her.
That's true. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Chocolate and peanut butter. But something tells me that GIs and zombies,
yeah,
don't
right?
go together.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
No, it's so true.
It's like beer and donuts. They just don't mix.
Don't tell Homer Simpson that.
Well, I'm sorry, but
whoa,
they just
whoa,
don't
whoa.
Mix.
You just erased half of everything I thought about life.
It's so true.
Well, you got to get your bitters on their own and your sweets on their own.
Yeah, you know what? You need if you're going to have bitters, you need to have the salty.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, exactly. Yeah. You sit in the room with your Bittermans and you have bitters.
You get the salty Craig talking to people and you get the Bitterman talking to people and it meshes, right?
It's perfect.
That's
the move.
That's why Bitterman and I get along so well.
Absolutely. Hey, Bitterman, that's a shout out to me.
That's a shout out to Bitterman.
Shout out.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? He is a staunch supporter of our show.
Staunch. Much maligned.
Much maligned our show. He listens to it every week. And you know what? So bitter, in fact, that when we don't have a show, we hear about that, too. We hear about it when we have a show, and we hear about it when we don't have a show.
All right. Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Let's live and die by Bitterman then.
That's true enough, eh? All right, listen. Next up, so that was G.I. Zombie number 2 by DC Comics.
Hey, and that's available at your local comic book shop today.
All right, next one I got is Star Wars Legacy number 18. This is by Dark Horse Comics. You know, I don't really report on Dark Horse Comics a whole lot, but you know what? I like this book a lot. I like the action in it. I like the storyline. It's got an Admiral Akbar Mon Calamari type character in it that I really like as well.
Admiral Akbar.
Keep saying that it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's The Very Last Stand, and I don't know. I like this book a lot. I like the storyline. This is by – now, hold on. I forget who it's by here. It's by Coriana Bechko and Gabriel Hardman, and the art is by Brian Albert Thies. Good-looking book.
Wow. Star Wars Legacy number 18 already is available at your local comic book shop today.
Yes. All right, and finally up on our hit parade here, we've got from IDW, Ghostbusters number 19. Now, here's the thing.
This is the 30th
anniversary of Ghostbusters. Can you believe that? Now, Shecky, I know you're a Ghostbusters fan.
Absolutely.
Now, obviously, were you even alive when this movie first came out?
So if it's 30 and I'm 28 now.
Probably not, eh?
No, but okay. The second one, I think, because I think the second one came out like 3 or 4 years after the
Did
first
it?
One.
I don't
remember. I think it was like 88, so I was around
But I know you're a big Ghostbusters fan.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So my point
when
is...
When did that come out, the first movie?
Like 84.
30 years ago.
I think it was 84.
So...
It's 84.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crap, you were on your second vasectomy, by the way.
The first one wouldn't hold.
First one didn't quite take.
First one didn't take.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens with me. You know,
yeah, you know. They're just that good.
They're just that good.
Try holding Chris back.
You those can't.
Boys,
you
those
really
boys
can't.
Can swim.
That's right. But my point is, so even a guy like yourself, Shecky, Ghostbusters came out when you weren't even born yet, and yet you're a huge fan, so it's timeless.
Timeless.
Mm-hmm. Like people who weren't around back then, it's a good – this is a good book. This is by Eric Burnham, Dan Schoening, and colors by Luis Antonio Delgado. And you know what? Ghostbusters is still going strong. And this is a comic that seems to be more told by fans. Like, it's people who are clearly fans of the franchise who are the ones writing it, right?
And hey, a little knowledge for the party.
Yeah.
So they were in the midst of writing a Ghostbusters 3. And Bill Murray was thumbs-upping it as long as, you know, Danny Aykroyd and Harold Ramis were to write it, and they would do a good job. It was all about script approval.
Yeah,
right.
And then Harold Ramis unfortunately passed some months back.
Yes.
There's still the studio's still going forward with it. Murray wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I heard that.
All of them are out, and now they're doing a female take on it. So it's,
well, see, there
it's
you
like
go. Now,
four females.
Which is good and which is bad. Which is interesting is my, I guess where I'm going. Is Ghostbusters a Bill Murray vehicle, and you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Whole popularity of Ghostbusters because everybody loves Bill Murray?
Right.
Or is it the premise?
I think it's something that can survive without Bill Murray.
I hope so. Sure
now,
should.
It's interesting that you're going to say it's, like, so are you saying that they're going to have like basically like four females do the same
females.
Job?
I think one of them is going to be Jenny McCarthy, apparently. So now, she's that trash-talking, trucker-mouth funny girl.
Oh, now, so what I was going to say, so is this going to be like a... You know, a sexified version, and they're all going to have like the midriff cutoffs and short tight pants.
I think they're going to emulate the same thing.
Jenna Jameson, I heard.
Jenna
is up
Jameson.
For the role.
No.
A lot of ectoplasm going around
they're
there.
They're going to have like the one straight, you know, sort of tight Tight woman.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna have like your gutter mouth,
a loose,
you know, right? There. Right.
And you're gonna have like a really brainy one, you know? And
right.
Then,
of course.
And then you're gonna have like your
average Joe
Jane,
guy.
Well, Jane might be the more
Jane,
appropriate
right,
name.
Right.
Yeah,
Jane,
yeah,
the Riveter.
I'm sure they'll make it work, and it's all about the writing.
Will she be
at that
a plumber?
Point, right?
Plumber.
But like
plumber.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just asking.
I don't really know where to go with that.
No, I don't.
You know what? Great way to end it, though.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters still going strong after 30 years.
Hey, written by
some guys.
Some guys. It's available at your local comic book shop. Today. All right,
listen.
Check that out. And of course, hey, Chris mentioned five, but there are 500.
I think I mentioned three. That's all right.
New comics hitting the shelves this week at your local comic book shop. You, sir and madam, owe it to your local comic book shop to head in there today and peruse.
All right. Listen, and we got a quick musical interlude there, Shecky.
We're hitting a musical interlude, and this is a special request.
Oh, yeah.
We have to
do a special shout-out.
Yeah.
A special shout-out request.
Through the feed.
Yeah.
Through
okay.
the feed.
Here we go.
All right.
Shake.
I like the Homer Simpson version better.
Yeah.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you brought me a turkey.
Mm.
Yes, anyway.
Listen,
this weekend away
from
worky.
Well, Shecky and I were, and yourself, we were at a function on the weekend.
On the weekend, yeah.
And we met two big fans, Dave and Ruth.
Oh, see, I didn't think you were going to mention Dave.
Dave and Ruth were
well,
there.
You know what?
And, well, what happened was Dave was going to be on the show.
Right.
Big fan of the show.
Right,
Dave,
yes.
Will not miss the show. He has called in sick to work, so he wouldn't miss the show a couple times.
That's amazing.
We were supposed to shout out last week to him, but we forgot. We got so tied up.
I know.
And
we're
involved.
Busy. We're
you know,
busy.
When we get on topics, Chris,
yeah.
There's no letting go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We get immersed. It's in-depth.
I know. It's like...
Know. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's like Yeltsin and I don't know who else.
Yeltsin.
So they got all mad at us.
Yeah,
and
I
go, oh, man, like, well, how can we repay it? And Ruth goes, well, you can play Mandy for me.
Play Misty for me. You know, also, because my wife met Ruth.
Yes.
My wife's also a longtime listener of the show. And believe it or not.
Yes.
And she said to make sure that we before I left today to come to the show, she said, make sure you give a shout out to Ruth, but make sure you don't say anything about Dave.
Right. I noticed her and your wife and Ruth had eye contact.
Yeah, I think they did. I think they may have locked eyes for a little bit. That's all right.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but.
All right. Anyway, hey, listen, it's always great to add on new listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's always great to satisfy our listeners.
Female listeners.
I hope. We've just satisfied.
Hopefully, you know what. And if, you know what, if we do have any other listeners that want to write in,
they want to be satisied,
want to be satisfied, all you have to do is write to us, and we will satisfy you.
Indeed,
as best as we can.
Yeah.
All right, listen. All right. This is the part of the show where we have to talk about industry news. Oh, are we doing industry?
You know, we're moving right
it
along
is industry
to industry
news.
News.
I didn't know if we had mailbag or not.
Chris,
but
rarely are you right, but this time,
it's true.
This
it's
instance,
true.
You're right. And industry news part one, brought to you by Body Size Plush Figures. Because
body, body, wanna
touch
feel
my body,
body,
body.
Body, body.
What you? Oh, sorry.
And when you want a body, body, you get your Body Size Plush Figures. Because when you're all conned out and need a nap in a corner, there's nothing comfier.
That is true. That is true. I hope that's all you use it for.
Yeah.
I meant, like, because, like, you know, some people take them in the HOV lanes. They put them in, like...
What's an HOV?
You know, the
it's like
the,
a POV?
No. It's it's like
what
a...
What does that mean? Person on vehicle?
High occupancy vehicle.
I see.
So this way you put the large stuffed animal next to you, so it looks like there's somebody traveling with you.
He is the professor.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Speaking of POV.
yeah, I'd like to see where this goes.
Shecky and I were setting up at Fan Expo today.
Yes, which we'll talk about later on the show.
And yesterday.
And yesterday. We're actually 2 days in a row. And there was a seller, a vendor, a person setting up that had those Japanese dolls that you, I don't know, what's the best word for it? Make love to?
Cuddle?
Okay.
Cuddle?
How big?
Wait. I'm so bad at this
kind
of stuff.
Keep warm with.
Yeah. How big are they?
Well, it's in my car still. I bought three.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Beep, beep. So these are actually the same size as regular people.
Chris, don't ask me questions, all right?
All right. I'm just asking. Okay.
I don't know. I didn't. I was afraid to ask. I just saw them. What am I going to do? Start asking them questions about it?
Maybe. Good fodder for the show.
How do I get those in my
hand? I'm doing research for my radio show.
I swear,
can I feel one of those things?
It's just research.
I'm just going to take it to the bathroom for a second.
Talking about those, just to stretch it out. Body pillows.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So anyways.
So what are we talking about?
you're talking to the pervert selling
that's
stuff.
He's a businessman, Pally.
Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
He's what you might call one of them entrepreneurs.
All right, listen, you know what? Speaking of manure, we got to talk about some industry news here for this show.
All right, we're going to talk about
Game of Thrones. You're a fan of Game of Thrones, aren't you?
Seen every episode.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Listen, writer, director, what's his name again? Hold on. Neil Marshall has been a writer director for Game of Thrones, and he wants to do a Black Widow movie with him at the helm. He feels that Marvel Studios is severely lacking in the female superhero department and needs to have a female Avenger on screen. And really, Black Widow is at the top of the list.
What's he talking about? Elektra got her own movie.
Yeah,
Elektra got a dinner.
Yeah, but
she was a spinoff of a.
Daredevil.
So this would be a spinoff of the Avengers.
It didn't really do that well.
What didn't?
Elektra.
That's maybe why.
Off of a terrible film. It was a spinoff of Daredevil.
Bad movie.
So everyone was already ready to panic. Catwoman was also bad.
Well, okay, so he says.
But maybe the Catwoman, the Elektra, the
female.
With the Catwoman and the Elektra.
With the Catwoman and the Elektra. Maybe these movies are failing because there's females in them.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
This guy's. Okay, but hold on.
I guess a strong German accented man might say something. Like
right.
Okay,
if
this guy.
I can't say it, then I get in trouble.
Yeah. This guy is saying that the writer and director said that the character of the Black Widow is perfect for what he would like to do. That character is really interesting. She doesn't have any superpowers. She just has extraordinary skills.
Extraordinary TNA.
And he finds that really fascinating.
Sure. Who does?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at her skills.
She's got mad skills.
But you understand my point. They put, what's the girl's name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Thank you. They dress her up to look hot.
Well, of course they do.
Okay, but...
Hold on. Beep, beep. Beep. Let's just back things up a bit here. Not only... Okay, this is the argument that I always hear from people about comic books, is that all the females are sexified, which is true. Mm, however,
very true.
Tell me that all the guys aren't...
You're absolutely
don't have perfect
right.
bodies as well.
You're absolutely right.
Nah,
who's the guy...
Don't.
Who's the Hulk? No, not Hulk. Who's the Thor guy?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
you know
him.
What I mean?
Okay, yeah. Hold on.
And
hold
who's
on.
The Captain America
yeah,
guy?
Okay.
Chris Evans.
Oh,
also perfect.
Chris. The Chris's.
I know.
A little bigger.
The Chris's. What
the hell happened to you?
I was out at the coffee truck,
right.
And they're giving out the abs.
Yeah.
I came back, and all I had was a keg.
I got a dozen donuts.
That's all. Okay. All right. So they think it's going to work with the female.
Yes. Yes.
But you see, here's the thing. And, you know, are you – okay, we don't have a female hero. We need a female hero.
Right.
Or, hey, this movie would make a lot of sense, but it happens to have a female hero. You I can't say what I want to say. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I understand.
Right. Okay.
You're saying that they could probably make a good movie with anybody, but maybe they can make it with a female hero instead.
Well, what's driving this? Is it we got to get a female hero because just to make a female hero movie, or do we got to make a good movie because Black Widow would make a great movie?
I think they need to make a good Black Widow movie, right? They need to explore her past with the KGB and that kind of thing.
I think it's because she's also been in, what, two Avengers plus two Captain America. Was she was in both.
Yep, she was in.
She was in the second one.
No, she was only in the second one. Yeah,
sorry, spoiler alert.
She was in. She was in Iron Man.
Okay, so she's in like four Marvel movies.
Three. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Both. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
There's only one Avengers movie.
Three questions, huh? All right.
Answer me these questions. Three.
Anyway, so where was it going? Anyway, she's been proven to be an acceptable character.
Yes.
That is also sexified, so they feel, why can't she work in her own film?
And you know what? The latest of the Captain America movies, so Captain America the Winter Soldier, she had a great role in that, and it was not, but I think it was
a
strong...
It was a little bit of a cozy, womany thing, too, though, with Cap in the seat.
No, yeah, but it was a strong female character, and it wasn't entirely sexified, right? Because she was wearing like jeans and a hoodie most of the time.
I'm with Owen now. I refuse from here on in to call female superheroes with great glutes and great breasts to be sexified, because you look at the male superheroes.
Every
single guys
one.
Are rock hard abs, huge shoulders, you know.
How is it any different?
Gorgeous chins, you know.
Who goes to superhero movies?
90%
is guys.
No, that's not true anymore.
No, but I'm saying, okay, but
I'm saying, you know what? Guys appreciate a buff guy. Everyone who went to see Arnold movies, there weren't a lot of women who wanted to go
see
that. But guys went because they're like, yeah, I want to see this guy.
I don't know.
Kick some butt.
What's his name? Chris Farley? Who's the Thor guy?
Chris Hemsworth.
Sorry.
Chris Farley.
Come on.
I'm telling
he's
you,
a great
every girl
looking
I know
guy.
Loved watching those movies.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know what? Every guy will also love when they sexify the females in the roles. All you need is X character, Gorgeous von Boobenstein, and they think it's going to be a hit. But the problem is they haven't been. The Catwoman one failed. Elektra failed. Both gorgeous women.
Because most of the time they're making these movies based on the fact that they're sexy and not just good movies. They're
terrible
movies.
There we go.
What I'm saying is I think they're going to do that with it. I don't think that there's enough content.
I think there is.
Awesome
I think
content.
There is with this character. I think there is. Right. Anyways, you know what? Let's keep on going here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to talk about...
Let's keep on moving.
I know. I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to your heart. Your heart.
My Hulk.
Your heart, Walt. And that is Action Comics number one.
Sure is. Yeah. So last week we quickly discussed the auction was in progress. It had cracked 2 million. The Action Comics number one, 9.0, that was on eBay. And
that was the one that a private person offered 3 million
for.
Cash for.
And he said, no, I'm going to make 15 putting it on eBay.
Yeah.
So the final price was $3,207,000.
Crazy.
Now, I don't know eBay fees, but it looks like it's a wash. He could have went either way.
Yeah,
he could have taken the 3 mil.
I think it's about a you know what?
Unless it was a I'm going to fly to your house, get the book in person, make sure there's no discrepancies, because really you're looking at I think it's about 5% from eBay and about 5% from PayPal. When you do, like,
I'm sure it wasn't
a
PayPal. I'm sure.
So
it
what
was,
I'm saying is, you save a big percentage if you actually just spend.
Yeah,
yeah.
But still, Marty, we're talking about 50, 60, 70, whatever. It's not like the guy scored huge by selling it on eBay.
No.
It looked like he might have been 100 grand up.
Yeah, it might
you know,
be a little bit of
70
a
grand up, and that's the roll of the dice. So the payout for the dice roll wasn't huge.
No, it wasn't.
When you're making 3% for your risk.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you got 3 million in a bag, you take a huge risk, you make 3% more.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz so really like, really yeah. this could have sold for not 2.9.
2.5,
right?
And then he would have got 2.4, right? Or whatever. Yep. Now, if you remember last week,
yes.
The three of us had we had a bid.
We did, that's right.
Yeah,
super public bids with embarrassing
and I think Shecky was at 3.2. And I think it was 3.205.
I
think you were 5.1, though.
Yeah, I think that was about exactly correct.
I'm pretty sure
there.
I didn't say it was going to go 5.1.
Well, we're pretty sure you did.
You know, first of all, you guys have to quit ganging up on me.
He might have bumped it to 5.5.
I think he did.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I probably won.
Anyway, I think we were all in the threes. I think we were all confident it would crack three.
I think I said 3.2.
Oh, yeah. Of course you did.
You know, review the tape, all right, buddy?
Well, who's got time for that?
Yeah. I agree.
Time for that.
Who wants to listen to you?
Hey, lots of people do.
All right. Anyway, congratulations to the seller, and also congratulations to the buyer.
Yes, absolutely.
It's obviously a book that's kept going up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what? I think we need a quick musical interlude here. There, Shecky, and because we need to cleanse the palate a little bit.
You know what?
Here.
We haven't done this in a little while, and I know what the first two songs. One of them that your displeasure there, Walt, hasn't been. But I'm going to do a triple Krantz to end things out today. Just
all right.
For you.
So number Krantz the first. Here we go.
That was delicious, and of course, there's two more coming.
Yes, there is. You gotta love the Krantz. Mm-hmm. Gotta love the Krantz. Now you know. Okay, hold on. We need to inform the audience.
Hold it now. Hold it,
because we talk about Krantz all the time, but really, not everybody knows what we're talking about. So, in the 1960s,
well, shame of them.
Well, in the 1960s, the Amazing Spider-Man cartoon came out, and this was done by the Krantz Film Company.
Right.
So we always call it the Krantz. It's not actually – I don't even know.
We have to get to the bottom of
– who the actual band
who the players
was.
Were on this band.
It's David Linda.
David Linda.
He's I don't know if he just wrote like the scores sort of thing. Like
I want to know who played that bass. Yeah. That bass was awesome on
that
song.
Was awesome.
Maybe he wrote – he played every instrument. I don't know. He
could have.
No, that was an orchestra.
Orchestra.
Yeah, that was a band. Right. Those were out of unemployed cats that were, you know, displaced by rock and roll. These were guys probably playing with, you know, Basie and those guys. And so all of a sudden, nobody likes our music anymore.
Yeah,
let's play a Spider-Man gig, boys.
Yeah, and I'm sure they got
what?
Paid, I'm sure they got paid next to nothing for it,
know,
too, right?
I know.
And hey, listen, you know what?
Our game.
Lives on in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we got? What have we got next up on the hit parade here? Are we gonna let's talk. You know what? We just finished talking about Black Widow.
Yeah.
I want to go ahead and it's a couple pages in here. I want to talk about Netflix here,
Netflix.
Guys. Because Netflix, this guy named Ted Sarandos talks about the upcoming Marvel
Sarandos.
Series. So as we've talked about previously on this show, Netflix has basically commissioned the Marvel Studios to come up with four different TV series exclusively for Netflix.
Mm.
And those series are going to be Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist. Now, what's happening now, the interesting thing that's happening now is all of a sudden they're now talking about the idea of putting all those characters together and forming a Defenders TV movie type thing. Well, the theatrical model, and they're going to be basically a theatrical model of the Avengers to make this new Defenders TV show type movie type thing.
Well, first of all, the Defenders were awesome.
Yes.
As a superhero team. The only thing, right away, I'm thinking, wait a minute, two of the anchors, two of the linchpins of the Defenders were
Doctor Strange.
Well, three, actually. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hulk, Submariner, and Doctor Strange.
Right.
Right.
So, and I think that what's happening is, I don't know if they're wanting to, I think it sounds like they don't really know what they're going to do here, because they've got these four characters that they want to do for the series, and then all of a sudden they want to do at first I thought it was going to be four different series. Now they're saying, well, it's going to be, you know, a 13 episode thing to get them all together into one series, but then there's going to be an ongoing Defenders show. So it sounds like it doesn't really know what's going on with all this yet.
Here's the thing. Everybody's so goo-goo and gaga over Marvel-type stuff now.
Yeah.
Everybody's tripping over each other to try to bring stuff to fruition and bring stuff to market. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They just want to do everything now all at once,
yeah.
Right? Because,
well, because now
heroes are hot, Marvel is hot, everything is hot. Let's make it all happen.
Right. You know, and you know what's hilarious is, you know, you and I talked about this when we first started this radio show. We talked about how prevalent comic books were in movies, and even this is 5 years ago.
Mm.
Movies, the superhero craze.
I've been working with you for 5 years.
I know, it's crazy. We've actually known each other a long time, but you know, we've actually been working together for
five years.
On
this radio show.
On this radio show.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, we used to tell people that, you know, superhero movies and comic book movies were where it's at back then. Now, it couldn't be any more gospel than it is now, right? Like, this is like, you know, superhero movies are it.
Yes. I don't think it's even peaked yet. I think
I don't think so either.
The peak is – I think, you know, next year, 2 years from now, every flipping weekend of from May 24 up here in Canada, hey, May 24A, all the way to into August will be a launch of a major superhero movie.
I would love that. You know,
as long as DC gets their whole collaboration, their team, their Justice League, and the Batman Superman started on the right foot, there's no reason they can't also have a few titles
coming
out every summer.
Here's the thing. This is what I would love. Marvel's running away with it, which isn't a good thing. What has to happen is DC has to have a couple of a really good non-Batman hits, right?
Well,
and that kind of just will ratchet up the competition between the two major players.
Yeah.
I think the fact that the two major players are in heated battle will also create opportunities for other superhero properties, like, you know, like your Hellboys and stuff like that are non-Marvel, non-DC, to come in, because the ground will be fertile for that type of stuff. As long as it's done well, it'll be received well. Because the public is waiting for this stuff. They're eating this stuff up.
Absolutely. And you know what's – and we've talked about this before. DC is still doing very well on the TV front. So, you know, Smallville did great. Arrow is doing very, very well. And now they've got a Flash TV show coming out soon.
Everyone just talks hype over the trailer and the clip. Like, I guess
there's a new clip with Green Arrow and the Flash in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone says absolutely amazing things about this. And I think – I'm not sure. Don't quote me on this. But I hear that the pilot may have been leaked.
Okay.
So there have been a number of people already seeing the pilot, and they're floored by it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, the pilot leaked.
Wow. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
But you know what? And this is something where I hope that with Netflix, that Marvel picks up the pieces a little bit, because Marvel has not done well in a TV spot.
Yeah.
You know, they've done very well with movies. But they're not doing so great with TV stuff, except for cartoons and things like that, of course. But, you know, I don't really feel like that counts.
All right.
Let's keep on going here.
What are we going to talk about, Chris?
What do you want to talk about right now?
Well, listen, I know that speaking of Marvel,
okay,
we'll just quickly just jump into it.
Okay.
You told me on our drive-in, because we drove together.
Yes, we did.
That you finally saw Spider-Man 2.
I did.
And?
I did. I thought it was terrible.
How?
Absolutely terrible.
Is that the one with the rhino?
Yes.
All right.
So you know what?
First of all, before you start,
yeah,
my kid just saw that, my older boy.
Okay.
He's 15.
Yeah.
He loved it. He said it was awesome. He said it was the best Spider-Man so far. That's what I swear to God, that's what he told me.
So to sum up, Chris is saying to your son, hey, kid, you don't know what you're talking about.
Or my son is saying to Chris.
Mm.
That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I didn't see it in the theater. I had wanted to, but something was holding me back. I didn't think it didn't look that great to me.
Yeah.
Finally saw it. I nearly fell asleep. I was bored to death. And no word of lie, I know, after talking about it with some people, I know people that have actually walked out of the theater on that movie.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, I thought it was very.
I saw it as well.
I thought it was boring. I thought, and you know what? So you said, is that the one with the rhino?
Yeah.
You know, you didn't say that. Is that the one with Electro?
Yeah, well.
Electro's in it a lot.
Of course.
And spoiler alert here, beep, beep, beep. Rhino is barely in it.
Uh-huh.
It was very, very disappointing.
Right.
Like, you don't even see a good fight between the Rhino and Spider-Man.
Mm.
Like, they are almost like
very,
2 minutes.
Very, very brief.
Very brief. And you know what it was? That was a lead up to
the Sinister Six.
Right. That, and it seemed like the whole reason to even put the Rhino in
was
a reason as a vehicle to get the Sinister Six going.
That's okay as a
No,
vehicle.
It's not, because it's you're adding a plot where there's no reason for the plot. Right? You're just pushing it in there.
Yeah, but you know, that's
Spider-Man,
hey, listen, the way Marvel did their comics, they saved that last panel to see who's coming in the next issue.
Doesn't work in movies. Doesn't work in movies. Yeah. People feel ripped off because you can't all of a sudden go next month.
But they want to go to see that next movie.
But we're not going to see Rhino. It was so sparse, the hinting of the next phase, that it was like, I don't even understand what's going on. If you didn't know,
I didn't really know what's going on.
Yeah, it's like Paul Hardcastle's 19. I didn't really know what was going on. No, 19. Like, people would not have known what was going on. Because unless you're a comic book fan, you would not have seen the ideas and understood what the premise was. I mean, there was glimpses of Otto of the it didn't even talk about Otto Octavius, but you see Otto Octavius's arms and you see
Vultures,
you know, the Vulture's wings and things like that. But unless you already had previous comic book knowledge about that stuff, it just becomes a background that nobody really cares about.
Yeah.
But, you know,
hold on. Sorry. Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to talk about Sinister Six and moving forward for them just very quickly, which some info that I kind of dug up.
Sure.
Semi-reliable source, as far as I can tell. In the talks of trying to develop, I think they're still pinpointing exactly which Sinister Six characters. It may be based off of the popularity of this film and what people's result was to it and the feedback. I guess the way that the story's going, they take the first three original Spider-Man movies into consideration, and then these three in like the universe they're going to sort of create and shift into, because Sinister Six comes out in 4 years. It's in 2018, I believe it's slated for.
Right.
They're saying that Carnage, Venom, and Green Goblin definitely won't be in it, and that it will be unlikely Doc Ock is in it, even though he should sort of be. But they say the two confirmed ones off of, I guess they leaked a poster. And
okay.
So they gave a lot of, well, actually not much information, but very slight hints at things. But I guess at looking at the original Sinister Six and the way in comic books has been portrayed, they're looking at Kraven and Mysterio being the only two that they can actually say for sure are actually going to be in the film.
I like the fact that Mysterio is in it because he is my favorite Spider-Man villain.
He's cool.
He's awesome. He's cool. But you know what? That kind of makes me happy, but also infuriates me even more because why would you show Doc Ock's arms and Vulture's wings and then not have them in the movies?
Ah!
Like, you know what? Don't get me started on this. I don't like this idea. You know, I need a little Krantz to settle my nerves.
I got to cut you off and settle you down.
Music soothes the savage beast.
Oh, boy.
How good's that?
Was that the end? I wasn't too sure if that was the end of it or not.
That was for you, Chris, to sell you out, because that's called Knockout.
I like, you know what? I like that. That was a knockout.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Next up, we got to talk about
Industry News
part the second.
Part the deuce. Brought to you by the new proud owner of the most expensive comic ever, who is willing to offer it to Nicolas Cage if he agrees to stop doing terrible accents in movies. Apparently, he has another new one coming up.
Good luck with all that.
Where he's incredibly British, playing like some sort of like Templar you know, in Japan
should come,
or something.
He should come to us.
He should be on our show.
No, he should come to us because I think our British is pretty down pat.
I say.
Hello.
You know what? We can't do that anymore because Danny Champ is now in South Africa.
Right. We got to come up with Cougar Ant type.
I don't know if I know how to do it. Like an Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
Type you know, accent.
Right then. There goes a gazelle.
Where did Walt go?
I say, is that a rhino?
Really, it's just the content you speak.
Wow, that's amazing.
I say.
All right, listen. Speaking of I say the Guardians of the Galaxy movie has reinvigorated Marvel's cosmic comics. There's been a little post on, I think it was on the Newsarama or Bleeding Cool, saying how basically the Guardians of the Galaxy movie is now completely reinvigorated the cosmic line of Marvel's comics. So, you know, you get stuff like Guardians of the Galaxy and Silver Surfer and Annihilation and all these things that have been going on for a long time. You know, Captain Marvel, all these cosmic type characters, which really for a long time were kind of dead in the water, right? It was cool when the Infinity Gauntlet came around years ago, and I can't really say that they've been that great since then.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the Cosmic Marvel has been going on. Like, Marvel picked the Cosmic Marvel direction.
Yes.
Because of constraints, I think.
I agree.
The constraints were the A-list Earthbound heroes were all licensed to other studios.
Yeah.
Right, so they looked at what they had left, and they go, "Crap! You know, most of this stuff is kind of out in the cosmic things.
Yep.
Let's try to hodgepodge, put a ragtag fleet together, and get something going here."
Yep.
And then they hit and they hit and they hit and they hit. But you know, I still think if the people at Marvel are listening, and I know they do,
I hear they're big listeners,
regular listeners.
Right. What
they have to do is they have to talk to Fox. They have to talk to Sony. We've talked about this before. They have to. I mean, I don't like Cosmic Marvel without Galactus. Cosmic Marvel without Surfer. They're the most cosmic of the Cosmic Marvel.
You're right.
And if you're not having Surfer flying around in a surfboard and, you know, doing stuff that
like,
Surfers do
with his,
in space.
Yep, I agree.
You know, which is
But here's the thing. So,
cool.
You know, does – now, I don't remember what the rights exactly contain. So, you know, with the Fantastic Four, does that include Galactus and the Watcher?
I think it does. Well, Galactus for sure. Right?
Galactus, the Watcher.
Probably not the Watcher because I don't think the Watcher was in that movie.
Okay,
I think the Surfer
was, right, because it was in the second.
Yeah, and who knows what was written into the contract. But I'm saying even if it was written in, I think they got to go, hey, guys.
We need this.
It can help your property, too. Your next movie.
Absolutely.
You know, it's going to do well because we're going to pump up the Surfer. And if you do a standalone Surfer movie, well, he was just in the flipping Guardians of the Galaxy in the cameo.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
I agree.
Yeah.
So it would only have to be a quick cameo.
It hasn't happened yet. I mean, you got to remember in the 80s and the 90s, DC and Marvel, they crossed their characters over into stories.
Yes, they did.
Right?
Yes.
And right now you're looking at, I don't know, Army of Darkness versus Aliens or whatever.
Yeah.
Like different properties from different publishers.
It's crossing
are
over all the time.
Crossing
so
over
So why
all
can't
the time.
It be done in movies?
Yeah. And they're Marvel properties that are licensed to Fox, that are licensed to Sony.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, let's sit down. Come on.
Yeah. Well, like, really, why can't there be a joint enterprise where Sony says, okay, you know what? We're going to give you – We're going to put up half the money for this movie, and Marvel's going to put up half the money for this movie, and we're going to make a combined movie of all these characters that we both have.
And right. Listen.
I think it's too much of a power control sort of issue, and, you know, which one's deciding, well, I'm giving you better characters than you're
But
giving
no, you know what? At the end of the day, money talks, and Toro Merde walks.
Yeah.
Those are two different languages, I think, there. Awesome. But my point is there is a lot of money to be made.
There is.
So,
you know what? Having seen the Amazing Spider-Man movie, number two, part of the do, I just think that, man, I've seen how Marvel Studios does movies, and I've seen how Sony does movies, and I've seen how Fox does movies, and I hate to say it, but Marvel does them all the best. Mm,
the Marvel way.
The Marvel way. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Fox is a close second with the X-Men movies, mm-hmm. but Sony is like severely lacking in my opinion with the Spider-Man movies. I was not a fan at all. Anytime you can take even when I heard the Guardians of the Galaxy movie was going to be made, I thought, "Oh, this is going to be terrible." Yeah. I
no
can't believe they're taking
at all.
You know, K-list characters, right?
Like
K. Hey, which characters do you want to use? Those ones,
K.
Anyways, I just never thought that I would ever
see KKK took my baby away. Remember that song?
Was that an actual song?
Yeah, it was like a punk song in the late 70s.
No, I'm not old enough for that.
Right, okay, no. Fair enough. I'm with you, though. I'm with you.
I can't believe it, but anyways, it is happening.
Hey, listen. Cosmic Marvel is the cat's meow. They're making great stuff, but we all here on the show we're pleading with all the executives listening to make crossovers happen.
All right, you know what? I think we need a quick musical interlude here because then I want to talk about Fan Expo coming up in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, coming up this weekend.
And that's a heavy duty topic.
It is. We got a lot to talk about. So let's have a quick Krantz interlude. You know what? I actually remember when that episode came on with that music. That was, I'm pretty sure that's when he went to the club, like disco club
nice.
Kind of thing.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
Is that what you would listen to before you go to the club then, Chris?
I do.
To get pumped up?
Absolutely. You know? Why would you not?
You got to warm up the boogie.
Absolutely.
The boogie doesn't just start on its own.
All right,
you got to warm it up.
Do we have a sponsor for the part the third in industry news?
You know what?
Or the Frenchman would say turd.
Part the third.
Part the third. Is
part
brought to you by the duck workers.
The turd part.
At the Fan Expo, who says, please kindly remove your vehicle after you've loaded at the loading dock.
Yeah, that does happen a lot, doesn't it? Hey, you know what? I forgot. I don't know if I gave a quick shout-out, but I have to give a quick shout-out. This is the show of shout-outs. To Mike Harding. Mike Harding is a long-time listener.
Harding.
Long-time listener from Brampton, Ontario, and he called to let us know that our levels were off the one show.
Right, Ed.
So hopefully our levels are back on. We're here to keep you on the level.
On the level. Yeah. Mike, thank you for your critique.
Yes. Listen, I do want to talk about Fan Expo this week. Fan Expo is coming up in Toronto this weekend.
Oh, Chris, you're so wrong. Fan Expo has arrived for young Shexter and I here. We've already been in twice.
It's a full week.
But hold on. You guys are just talking about
We begged you to come help.
Yeah.
You didn't even ask me to.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have gone anyways.
Yeah, see?
Okay, we actually told you, hey, Chris,
we don't want you.
Yeah, that's about right.
You know what happens when Chris goes? He never gets any work done.
No.
Adoring fans come, especially those females.
I can't help it.
Say, oh, Chris.
Chris,
how are you, Chris?
It's always the European girls that always come flocking to me.
I don't know what it is.
Because those are the ones you try and give massages to on your little table.
Yeah, that is true. I should stop bringing.
Why do you bring that table anyway?
Because what else have I got?
Yeah. There you go. All I got are these hands, baby.
All I got's my hands.
Yeah, here comes Chris and his table. It's like walking behind him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. I have a living joke. Anyways, so the show is coming up this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. Yes. So people listening.
It doesn't actually start tomorrow.
People listening to CFMU 93.3 McMaster Radio.
Yes.
Be aware that the Fan Expo starts tomorrow, Thursday the 28th.
Tomorrow? Oh, yep. Right. Yes.
At, 2 o'clock is the early bird.
Yeah.
That's VIP.
If you have a lot of money and you pay like $4,000 extra dollars, you get in 2 hours early, apparently.
Right. Those are the ones that won't come to the Big B booth.
Right.
No.
And, yeah, so it starts in earnest on Thursday, and it goes right to the end of Sunday, I think 5, 6 o'clock Sunday. And it will be a zoo. Not a zoo.
It'll be a
zoo.
Yeah, it'll be a zoo.
It'll be about 100,000 people over the 4 days.
Yeah,
it'll
yeah.
be just yep. an orgy of,
orgy
of pop culture.
You know, I will be there on Friday.
For the orgy?
For the orgy. Orgy starts on Friday.
Starts on Friday. Don't start the orgy until Owen gets there. Because the table is coming.
I'm hoping to be there Saturday as well, but I'm not too sure what's going on with that yet. But
neither
Friday,
are we.
Friday for sure. you know what? I thought that we should take some time to go over... I know we do this every year.
Yeah,
however, we have new listeners all the time.
We do.
So we
They're coming on like gangbusters.
Gangbusters. We need to go over a few things for the comic book convention survival guide.
Yes.
We need to talk about things to bring, things to do, things not to do when you go to one of these shows.
Yes.
So the first thing I'm going to say is bring cash.
Cash is king. Mm-hmm. Cash is clay.
Yeah, cash is clay.
The biggest thing with cash, you know, if we're going to all give our 2 cents, the biggest thing with cash is it's very tough to say, hey, buddy, you got 1,000 on that rat-chewed Spidey one up there.
Yeah.
I'll give you 800. And the guy hums and haws, says, all right, but fine. You know what? Fine. 800 for you. And you bring out the Visa.
Right.
And it's, I'm not getting hit on the, no.
Yeah,
cash.
I don't, I
got to
pay fees.
I
got to
pay fees. I got to get the machine out.
The business.
Forget it.
Forget about it.
You're running a scam. Yeah. Forget about it.
You show him $800 in your hand in cash.
You know what? Yeah. You show a guy your wad in your pocket.
Hey, show a guy your wad.
In your pocket.
And he
in
might
your
give
pocket.
You, he might give you a deal.
You go like this. Hey, guy. See what that is in my pocket there?
Yeah.
That's my wad.
That's my wad for that Spider-Man.
You want some of that?
For you.
Want to get your hands on that?
Yeah.
So, So that would be my first suggestion is to make sure you bring cash and lots of it. Because you know what? Inevitably, people go, well, I'll just go for the day and I'll see what's going on. Yeah. You know what? You're going to see something at these shows that you're going to want to buy, guaranteed.
Right. Note to vendors, if the guy comes and goes, yeah, okay, like okay, I'll be back. I'm going to a cash machine. Take the Visa.
Yeah.
Take it before you leave.
Good point.
Because they never come back, really.
You're
right, though. The cash, bring lots of cash.
And the debit ATMs are always 20, 50 people deep.
So. Yes, that is true, yes.
Yeah. All right, what else, Chris?
Second point,
people are going to bring cash.
People are going to bring cash. Right. Second point is bring a small carry-on type knapsack thing, but put a few bottles of water in it.
Water, okay.
Because once you get to the show, not only is water going to be expensive, you're going to have to pay a lot of money. You're going to have to wait in line a long time for
The vending machines are so limited. They might have 20 bottles of each.
Those guys are making a killing. Forget about selling comics at the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You want to sell water.
Vending machine.
You want to sell water and really bad
but
pizza.
But I mean, even like, you know, the pizza vendors, $3-$4 for a bottle of water when you
making a killing.
You can pay 25 cents. You can bring your own for a couple.
What I'm starting to do, I've started last year if I'm in trouble, I barter.
Good idea.
I bring like Spawn Ones and stuff
as you
like
should.
That.
Yeah.
Say,
buddy,
I want a hot dog and a water.
Yeah.
I don't have any money.
I'll give you the Spawn One.
But I'll give you the Spawn One.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's my other point. So you said hot dog, if you can't, bring a sandwich or two and granola bars, that kind of thing, because the food, it doesn't, you know what, it is a day out, so if you're planning on spending all kinds of money and having it be like an experience,
have street meat on your way in.
But here's the thing. You don't want to go in and go out again because you're
going to have street meat on your way in.
Nobody's going to want to eat street meat at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
damn right
any time. At breakfast, I wake up
matter
and I just
with
dream
you?
About
what was
street
thinking?
Meat.
Yeah. Okay, nice. So have some street meat at 10 o'clock in the morning. But if you don't want that, bring a sandwich and bring some granola bars or something like that. And pack it in your lunch and bring some food with you.
Look at Martha Owen over here.
I know,
I'm just saying.
It's the goods.
Handy.
I don't do it, but I suggest people to do
it. Handyman Owen.
Yo.
I want to build on both of those last two, the bring the water, bring a lunch. In order to bring that, you know what you need?
Bring it.
You need to bring a bag.
You do.
And you know how important it is?
Yeah.
Because people are always buying. You know what? They'll find a comic. They say, you know what? I'm just coming in to look around, to take some photos or something like that. And you know what? They don't plan on it, but they find three great deals.
They
all of a sudden, their arms full with shopping bags. Yep. You know what? Bringing a backpack would alleviate so many of your daily problems.
Yep, or those luggages with wheels. A lot of guys wear
them. But that's a little, that's like a faux pas con thing, because now you're wheeling into people's feet and stuff, and you're leaving unattended.
Screw that.
Leave the wheelies. You know,
leave the wheelies, wheelies at home.
The next
wheelies
suggestion is leave the wheelies.
All right, I got one from personal experience from things Owen has taught me over the years. Go easy and light on the alcohol.
Don't bring
a lot of alcohol with you, because what happens is alcohol impairs your judgment.
It's true. Yeah.
It dehydrates you, and it makes you spend way more money than
it also.
So by the way, Friday at 2 o'clock there is wine tasting at the Big B booth. We have a little Scotch sampling at 6 p.m.
Awesome. Listen, you know, the other thing you need to worry about is, you know, just like transportation and things like that.
Transportation.
Transportation. You got to make sure you give yourself lots of time to get to wherever you're going. Like, don't
show
up.
Yeah, it's in Toronto now. It's in Toronto. What's that place called?
Metro
Convention Center, which is in the middle of cluster flow Toronto.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the CNE's going on.
The J's are
be prepared to wait. Be patient.
Be prepared
to wait in line.
Be prepared to wait in line.
Because you know what? You're going to. If you bought tickets for anything, just be prepared to wait in line.
Hey, bring somebody along you can neck with.
That's a great idea.
Because, you know, you lose time when
you're necking. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, bring a camera. Because you're going to see... You're going to see people dressed up in costume.
People watching like nobody's business.
Yep. Yeah. There's lots of great things to see and do. Bring a camera because, you know, and you might meet some friends or want to. Actually, you know what? I guess you don't really need to bring a camera. All the phones these days have.
Charge your phone.
Yeah, charge your phone.
And get ready to take pictures.
Yeah.
And
here's, you know what? One last thing I will say about.
One last thing.
Well, I got things to say, but. If you are dressing up, people will want to take your picture. I don't understand these people that dress up to go to these shows, and then they say people go up to ask to take their picture, and then they say no. I understand that, but like, you know, if you're going to dress up, and if people want to take your picture, be prepared to, you know, allow people to take your picture.
Yeah, get up off it.
And it may be like a confidence thing or a comfortable sort of
thing. Why the hell are you getting into that type thing?
Exactly. Just be aware that this is going to happen to you often. And there are going to be other people who are in cosplay wanting to jump in a shot with you as
well.
You have to be very comfortable with other people in a social setting. If you're very shy, it's difficult to dress up and not get harassed.
If it's one thing this show can do to further and perpetuate comic book culture, is if we can convince at least one person that's never been to a Comic-Con to go to a Comic-Con on our recommendations. You have to go to a Comic-Con. You have to experience these things.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like I'm on a telethon, you know?
Yeah, no, it's
our
true,
lines
though.
Are open right now.
Like, it is something that, and unless you've been to one of these things, you really can't describe it. It's hard it's a great energy, it's a great vibe, it's a great feel, you know, but, you know, go there with your eyes open and throw all preconceived notions of comics and all that out the window.
Right, and make sure if you come on Friday to visit the Big B Comics booth.
Absolutely, yes.
Because Chris Owen, myself, and Shecky Feldstein will be there in full force.
Yeah,
Richard Cumley.
Captain Canuck creator. There will be many famous people there.
Yes,
so
that's right.
Please come and say hi. Please come and say hi and say, hey, you know what? Thought about maybe doing my taxes for next year, but you guys convinced me to come in to the show. Thank you so much.
And you know what? In all honesty, if you are coming to the show and if you do come by the booth and we are there, introduce yourselves and say, you know, if you do like the show, just let us know. We do appreciate it.
Hey, let us know if you don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Odds are larger and better on that part.
We always love meeting our fans and talking to people. Not that we have very many of them, but, you know, there's two or three of them out there. Mm-hmm. But come and introduce yourself and say hello and let us know what you think. You know what? We are running out of time here. We're down to the last couple seconds. Sadly, this is all the time we do have for the show today.
All right. Comic Culture is produced by Shecky Feldstein, also known as Marty Berth Elmer, engineered by Christopher Owen. And you can check us out, as always, on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio. comicbookdaily.com, getthepointradio.com. We will see everyone at Toronto Comic
Fan Expo.
Fan Expo.
Yeah. And go out and support your local comic book retailer and have yourself a great day.